reports persist that President Nixon is about to step down following word that his speechwriters have been directed to prepare a resignation address. Good morning. This is Dallas Townsend reporting on the CBS Radio Network. In confirming an earlier report that a resignation speech is being drafted, CBS News White House correspondent Dan Rather points out that the fact that an address is being prepared does not necessarily mean that the president has definitely decided to resign. It is, however, another indicator that a decision is near. This morning, the New York Daily News reports that barring a last-minute change of plans, Mr. Nixon intends to announce his resignation in a nationwide broadcast by tomorrow. Yesterday, Massachusetts Republican Edward Brooks said that some GOP senators, acting on their own, had sent the president a message urging him to resign. Brooks declined to name any names, but there were unconfirmed reports that William Brock of Tennessee and Jacob Javits of New York had written letters to Mr. Nixon. Neither would comment. Javits did say, though, that he thought it best that there be a new president.
It seems to me generally felt, and I believe, that the country would be a lot better off with President Nixon out of office. But whether he will resign or not remains his decision. For myself, notwithstanding the feeling I have just expressed, I feel in all conscience entirely able to judge him fairly should there be a trial in the Senate.
As to how soon he thought the president might make a decision, Javits replied, "This is a very fast-moving situation." In a telephone interview with Arizona newsmen last night, Arizona's Republican Senator Barry Goldwater said Mr. Nixon could count on no more than 15 votes in any Senate trial. A look at the position of Vice President Ford after this message. Despite the rumors of resignation, Vice President Ford still plans to leave Washington today for a round of political appearances on the West Coast. First stop on the itinerary is Los Angeles for a Republican fundraising telethon. John Goodman of Station KNX reports.
Despite the uncertainty in Washington, the Republican National Committee is going ahead with plans to conduct a West Coast telethon tonight featuring Vice President Gerald Ford and Governor Ronald Reagan. The Call to Action show is designed to rally Republicans to the party banner and offset costs of the program, but not to raise large amounts of money as the Democrats did in June when they solicited some $7 million. GOP National Chairman George Bush is scheduled to MC the program, which may include brief film clips of President Nixon's visits to Peking and Moscow, although the program producers are uncertain whether the film will actually be shown. The two-and-a-half-hour telethon will include filmed appearances by Senator Barry Goldwater, Washington Governor Dan Evans, Senate Minority Leader Hugh Scott, and actor John Wayne. Some of the scheduled appearances of Republican leaders are now doubtful, says one program spokesman, because of absolutely essential things in Washington. John Goodman for CBS News, Los Angeles.
United States officials are said to have learned that North Vietnam has alerted some of its six army divisions at home for use in a possible nationwide communist offensive in the South. Communist military pressure in South Vietnam has been building for weeks, especially in the area around Da Nang. At last report, the drive was being directed at another town following the capture of the district capital, Thuong Duc. All 500 government defenders are said to have been killed or captured. Dallas Townsend, CBS News.